And quick question for you before we finish. This is from Ed, and he says, are humans the only animals on Earth that secrete mucus from their noses?
No, we're not. Lots of creatures do have sticky noses, and it's all about protecting yourself from those things you might be breathing in. Basically, it's a layer of stickiness to collect dust and particles, and more importantly, things like viruses that might otherwise invade your delicate mucus membranes.
So how does the mucus stick stuff?
Oh, God.
Just because it's sticky?
I don't know how to...
You breathe things in and... You get a sort of anatomical Dyson up your nose.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So you get a sort of vortex and they get whirled around in your nose and they get flung around to the sides where you've got these sticky walls to your nose and that's sort of where it sticks. And hopefully you blow your nose and get rid of it rather than sort of... Well, I suppose you could swallow it and it goes into your stomach.
Because if you go
right
to London,
well.
I mean, a day out in London and you blow your nose
absolutely
and you get home and
black.
It comes out absolutely
nasty.
Black and that's just airborne material
absolutely.
That would be in your lungs if
yes.
it weren't for mucus.
That's good.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for listening to us this week. It's been a great pleasure to have Naked Scientist Dave and Helen with me this week, and also to our production team, Ben and Mira and Diana O'Carroll. Next week, we're exploring the origins of the universe and what the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider, can tell us about how all of the matter came to be. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.